is CKLN 88.1 FM, licensed by the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission to broadcast in stereo at 88.1 MHz on the FM band. CKLN is owned and operated by CKLN Radio Incorporated, which is located at Ryerson University within the Student Campus Center in Toronto, Canada.
At the time of license application, CKLN filed a comprehensive promise of performance with the Commission, and within that document made specific commitments to its operations and programming. The license issued by the CRTC requires CKLN to honor these commitments made in the promise of performance and to comply with the FM radio broadcasting regulations.
A copy of the license with the promise of performance and conditions of licensing is available for inspection by any member of the public at the offices of the Commission and at the offices of CKLN during business hours. Radio frequencies are public property in Canada. CKLN invites your comments and inquiries.
Our mailing address is 55 Gould Street, Toronto, Ontario, postal code M5B1E9, phone number 416-979-5251.
Thank you for tuning in to CKLN 88.1 FM, and good morning.
If you are awaiting a finding of clear and present danger, then I can only say that the danger has never been more clear, and its presence has never been more imminent. It requires a change in outlook, a change in tactics, a change in missions by the government, by the people, by every businessman or labor leader, and by every newspaper. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed. It conducts the Cold War in short with a wartime discipline no democracy would ever hope or wish to match.
Tried everything, believe in my body. body to watching the birds sing for hours, so I can feel heavenly powers. I've been across the universe and inside of flowers, but what is it worth? I'm still just a man on the earth, where rappers are acting like Mantan. Can I be candid? I can't stand it. Rap bandits got Kevin acting frantic. I wanna swing my sword, decapitate. But what is a man if he acts like an ape? So I sit back, planning my great escape. Load up my EPS and peruse my record crate. The man I used to be, I can only see by looking beyond me. So what is reality? I don't know. I tried it, I couldn't fight it. Now I just wanna get back to me. Oh, baby. Ooh, ooh. Back into the man I used to be.
KLN listeners, it is the 25th day of November 2010. You are listening to CKLN's Rude Awakening here on CKLN 88.1 FM, CKLN.FM online, and Rogers Cable Box 947. As we listen to Chaos is Back into the Man I Used to Be, after a short clip of the infamous JFK Secret Society speech, also known as the speech to the American Newspaper Publishers Association back in 1961, where he says we are opposed by a secret society and we're kind of against those. And so here on C.K. Allen's Rude Awakening show on Mondays and Thursdays, as your host BK, aka VJ, I do try and break down a bit of what the secret society network behind the major changes in our culture are up to. And it is, by the way, it is Fun Fest here at CKLN Radio, where we do try and raise money as a community radio station. We don't do this very often. We do this about once a year, if possible, to try and raise as much money as possible to keep ourselves going and then to not trouble you with fundraising goals any other time. But, hey, it is what it is. Running a radio station is not easy, and it does require funds. So please do give us a call here at CKLN Radio at 416-595-1478. I've got a couple of volunteers here in the back, Shannon and Kareem, who are both listeners of the show. Shannon's a colleague of mine here at CKLN Radio, who hosts Plunder News on Sunday mornings. And Kareem is a fan of the show, who asked me to say, look, when you ask people what they can do, make sure you remind them that they can donate. And it's like, absolutely. And I don't like asking people for money or asking for anything for myself, per se. People have asked me, man, you want to lead the revolution? You want to whatever? And I'm like, no. I just want to get us all in the mood to handle our business. Because I'd love to go and kick it with a bunch of confident people who got this place on lock. And Ms. Natasha Von Castle had this place on lock for 4 hours. So hopefully you enjoyed that. She's looking at me, and she's sweet. And I'm getting the last bit of good vibe before she goes. No! Oh, I'm getting a little love. There you go. I'm getting a little love. She gave me a little skin there, a little high five, and then she's out of here. Have a good day, Ms. Von Castle, because it's awesome being around lovely people like that and to have lovely people in this city and in this country and in this world to work with and to work for gives me some inspiration when it comes to what's going on. But what has been going on? All right, well, so you got this New World Order situation, a bunch of families who've basically been running the world for hundreds of years, depending on who you ask. But certainly in the last 100, 200 years or so, they've written a ton of this stuff down so we can just figure it out. And they have plans now, a handful of families at the top who control the central banking system of the world that loans governments money and which they print out of nothing. Those governments circulate into their economies, put us all in debt, and then those countries are by extension in debt to the central bankers and under their control. And then those central bankers, through their networks of think tanks and foundations and secret societies and so on, tend to infiltrate different groups in our cultures to try and control them. And that's what's been happening so far. So what is the big deal? Well, I'll tell you this. I was listening to Joel Skousen on the Alex Jones show. He was on there on Monday, I believe. And And he's a you know, a good guy, very, very well-spoken, calm-spoken individual who can break down, Wagwan in the world. And yet his dad, Cleon Skousen, 50 years ago, wrote a book called The Naked Capitalist, where he did the same thing. He broke down the power structure as best he could find it out at the time. And he was pretty accurate about it, because all anyone had to do was do some research. When people like Alan Watt, like Joel Skousen, like Alex Jones, like Webster Tarpley, and many others say they wrote down what they wanted to do, and by they, meaning the old world order, who are trying to create a new world order, who are the forces behind globalization, the esoteric forces that many mainstream activists don't bother looking into, and then they get, spun off into, we want climate justice, and screwing all of us here in the West, supposedly on behalf of the third world, when in fact all of us are going to get screwed because the people managing that process, a.k.a. the New World Order, are in charge of fooling all of us into accepting that sort of silliness. So you got to look into the deeper stuff, and if you do, you'll find out that they did, in fact, write down a lot of their plans. People like philosopher Bertrand Russell, science fiction writer H.G. Wells. If you go to the Futurist Society at futurist.org, you can see what the upcoming plans are, the Futurist Society, people who both predict and define the future. Because it is through concepts in science fiction, like the concept of a federation and a world federation in Star Trek, that the powers that be evil convince us all to accept concepts like the United Nations, a federation of countries here. And so that's how they do it. They introduce these ideas in science fiction. The naked body scanners at the airports right now come straight out of the movie Minority Report. With Tom Cruise from a few years ago, and as well as the touch screens. The screens that he was using in that are similar to the very new iPhone screen. So you can see how they get us to accept and endorse the changes that we see. But I'll tell you a guy who broke this down really, really well, and that is Aldous Huxley, the author of Brave New World, a book you can still buy at Chapters that's seen as a warning sign for today's age. Well, in 1962, he gave a speech at Berkeley talking about how he actually thought this was this was happening now. Like this was possibly happening. You know, he could see this happening a lot sooner than he thought, because he wrote Brave New World in the 1930s, talking essentially about the society we live in today, or at least what it's evolving into. So back to 1962, from Aldous Huxley, a speech called The Ultimate Revolution at Berkeley University, where he starts off with beer, gets into rats and pleasure, and gets into how they want to take over.
Thoroughly happy, even in the most abominable circumstances. I mean, these things are possible. I mean, this is the extraordinary thing. I mean, after all, this has even been true with the crude oil drugs. I mean, as a houseman years ago remarked, apropos of Milton's Paradise Lost, he says, and beer does more than Milton can to justify God's ways to men. And beer is, of course, an extremely crude drug compared with these ones, and you can certainly say that some of the psychic energizers and the new hallucinants can do incomparably more than Milton and all the theologians combined could possibly do to make the terrifying mystery of our existence seem more tolerable than it does. So that here, I think, one has an enormous area in which the ultimate revolution could function very well indeed, an area in which a great deal of control could be used by, not through terror, but through making life seem much more enjoyable than it normally does, enjoyable to the point where, as I've said before, human beings come to love a state of things which, by any reasonable and decent human standard, they ought not to love. And this, I think, is perfectly possible. Well, then, very briefly, let me speak about one of the more recent developments of in the sphere of neurology, the implantation of electrodes in the brain. This, of course, has been done on a large scale in animals, and in a few cases it's been done in hopeless cases of the hopelessly insane, and it is, anybody who's watched the behavior of rats with electrodes planted in different sensors must come away from this experience with the most extraordinary doubts about what on earth is in store for us if ever this is got hold of by a dictator. If I saw not long ago some rats in Magoon's laboratory at UCLA. There were two sets of them, one with electrodes planted in a pleasure center. And these rats were, the technique was that they had a bar which they pressed and which turned on a very small current for a short space of time, which we had a wire connected with their electrode, and which stimulated this pleasure center, which was evident.
Just a reminder, you can call in at 416-595-1478.
Rats were pressing the bar
18,000 times a day. Rats were pressing the bar 18,000 times
a day. Pressing the bar for a day, they would press the bar 36,000 times on
and
the
if you took a day off,
and would fall till they fell down in complete exhaustion.
They would seek pleasure at all costs, and we can get that if we beat the New World Order. Call in at 416-595-1478 to donate to this show to help keep up the fight.
Rats, for those where the electrode was planted halfway between a pleasure and a pain center, and where evidently the result was a kind of mixture of the most wonderful ecstasy in being on the rack at the same time. And you would see the rat sort of looking at its bar and sort of saying, to be or not to be, that is the question. Finally would approach and do it. And then it would go back and, with its awful, if one can humanize or anthropomorphize, he was feeling something terribly mixed. And he would wait for quite a long time before pressing the bar again, but he would always press it again. This was the extraordinary thing. And I noticed in this most recent issue of Scientific American, there's a very interesting article on electrodes in the brains of chickens, where the technique is very ingenious. You sink into their brain a little socket with a screw on it, and the electrode then can be screwed deeper and deeper into the brain stem, and you can test at any moment, according to the depth of goes in fractions of a millimeter, of what you're stimulating. And these creatures are not merely stimulated by wire. They are fitted with a miniaturized radio receiver weighing less than an ounce, which is attached to them, so that they can be communicated with at a distance. They can run about in the barnyard, and you can press the button. And this particular area of the brain to which the electrode has been screwed down to will be stimulated, and you will get these fantastic phenomena that a sleepy chicken will suddenly get up and rush about, or an active chicken will suddenly sit down and go to sleep, or a hen will suddenly start sitting as though it were hatching out an egg, or a rooster will start fighting, or will suddenly go into a state of extreme depression. The whole picture of the absolute control of the drives is terrifying. And in the cases, a few cases in which this has been done with very sick human beings, the effects are evidently very remarkable too. I was talking last summer to in England to Gray Walter, who is the most eminent exponent of the electroencephalogram techniques in England. And he was telling me that he's seen hopeless inmates of asylums with these things in their heads, and that these people were suffering from uncontrollable depression. And they'd had the electrodes inserted into something resembling, evidently, the pleasure center of the rat. Anyhow, when they felt too bad, they just pressed a button, the battery in their pocket. And he said the results were fantastic. The mouth would go down, would suddenly turn up, and they would evidently feel, I don't know for how long at a time, very cheerful and happy. So that here again one sees the most extraordinary, revolutionary techniques which are now available to us. Now, the what is obviously perfectly clear is that for the present, these techniques are not being much used except in a purely experimental way. But I think it is extraordinarily important for us to realize, further to realize what is happening, to make ourselves acquainted with what has already happened, and then to use a certain amount of imagination to extrapolate into the future the sort of things that might happen.
And we're back, CKLN listeners. Again, that was a clip from Aldous Huxley talking about how future scientific dictatorships, and this is speaking on a book he wrote in the 30s, speaking in the 60s, on the world we live in now in the 21st century, on how the next scientific dictatorship Shannon's over there. My colleague Shannon's over there. Anyway, the scientific dictatorships of the future, as he foresaw, would want to overstimulate us with pleasure, vacuous, mind-numbing pleasure. And look, I like our culture. I was born and raised here. I like all sorts of crap. I like the music. I like the movies. I know why we're being fed them, and I know that neurolinguistically, we have trouble talking about these sorts of things. So, you know, let's just say you get into a conversation with somebody about the TSA airport body scanners, right? It starts off, hey, what do you think of the new naked body scanners or the groping? Oh, man, yeah, the airport's getting pretty crazy, eh? Yeah, you know, but I guess I'd rather do the scanners than be groped. I don't want to be felt up by anybody. Oh, yeah, what about the cancer? Have you heard they cause cancer? Yeah, I kind of heard that, they cause cancer. And then watch the conversation just die from there. Because you can't talk more about the cancer. You can't talk about the cancer because that's depressing. That's a not happy subject. So, that's one way. And anytime a conversation gets uncomfortable, we quickly change the topic. Anytime we disagree, where if I say, oh, I absolutely hate, just said this to Shannon now, I absolutely hate pistachio ice cream. And then he says, oh, you know, I kind of like it. Then I go, well, you know, it's not that bad, and kind of soften our opinion. And as long as politeness is the order of the day, then the Canadians will get taken out just like the British has. As it says here on the Toronto Star, Canadian airport pat-downs to be polite, says Ottawa. And that's basically it. They're going to say this is polite. We have politeness. We have reasonable limits. And then being polite is not challenging someone's reality or making them uncomfortable by doing so. So then our social engineers control that reality. But Shannon, you want to go off?
Toronto, it's a morning. Coming your way.
You're on the air, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. 595-1478. Call the pledge line, please. Support VJ and Black Krishna, I should say, and the Rude Awakening radio show. It's a hard-working man here. Puts a lot of work in all these spoken word formats. Guys, do that. It's not easy to just come down here and sound off for like an hour and make sense consistently. And have a message and have some meaning to what you're saying. It's good stuff. I want to thank you, Krishna, for coming down here and doing this stuff. I've been inspired by your work, and I need listeners that I know they're listening. And if you're listening on the internet later, you can still call us. We're going to be here till Sunday, but we got to support Black Krishna. And
AKA DJ, yeah, use whatever you want, man. I mean, I split my personality because it's damn scientific indoctrination. So, we got options, and we got the option of calling 416-595-1478, 416-595-1478. Shannon, tell us a bit about your show on Sundays.
Yes, Sunday at 8:30 till 9:30. I'm basically breaking down the globalist agenda, spinning clips from mainly the internet things. Wherever it comes from, Democracy Now! And Alex Jones, Real News, Corbett Report, got some cash flow, anything I can find that makes the message that, reminds the people that these globalists are going to basically trot over your head if you keep bending over and taking it.
Absolutely. And without shows like yours, again, CKLN Radio, 8:30 to 9:30 on Sunday mornings, then, you know, we get articles like airport security protest falls flat from City TV News defining how we think about this. So the Infowars.com team and then the Drudge Report and then the independent media started the current month or so of controversy in the mass media about the Transportation Safety Authority in the United States and the naked body scanners, or the opt-out and then the opt-in to be groped and basically sexually molested at airports for the privilege of traveling, a disgusting assault on our privacy and our dignity, and an act of dominance to cow us into submission. Now, the problem, Shannon, you'll agree with this, is the mass media, if that's where you focus on, then they can make you really happy by reporting on you know, the resistance to this, but then they can make you really sad by saying the resistance failed. And if you follow that narrative, you'll miss the stories at Infowars.com, the people that originally started this, talking about how people are going through the body scanners naked, in bikinis, in Speedos, with things like "screw you, TSA," you know, written on their back, you know, "piss off, big sis," talking about Janet Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, which is the parent agency of the Transportation Safety Administration, I think, the people handling the airports there. And yet, I also saw an article in the Canadian press yesterday, Shannon, about how through a Freedom of Information Act, the Canadian press discovered that there have been tons of Canadian complaints about being groped and scanned and molested at airports here, which just came out as a light of all, in light of all this controversy. So there may be this type of crazy stuff going on here. We're just a little quieter about it.
Oh, yeah, well, they actually deny it's happening in Canada, at least on the governmental level. They don't think it happens here. Perhaps, I guess, maybe when you're going down to the States, but... But it happens, of course, and it's gonna. This is how it works, you know. They just, oh yeah, we're Canada. It's not gonna be happening here. And then, you know, next week they're feeling you up. It's pretty ridiculous.
Well, and this is a quote from Janet Napolitano, again, the head of Homeland Security, big sis as she is known these days, from the always reliable Paul Joseph Watson from the InfoWars team. He just got married over the weekend, too, so congratulations, Mr. Watson, one half of the Watson brothers of Steve Watson. But Paul Joseph Watson quotes Janet Napolitano in an article you can see on InfoWars.com today. Says, "I think the tighter we get on aviation, we also have to be thinking now about going on to mass transit or to trains or maritime. So what do we need to be doing to strengthen our protections there?" That's what she's asking. And essentially, Shannon, this is coming to the subways, coming to malls, where they're going to naked body scan us, fry us with radiation that people like Dr. Russell Blaylock say is bad for us, and or grope us. And you sometimes they opt for both, where they scan you. They say, "The scan picked up something. Come here, let me fill you up." This is where it's going if we don't resist.
Yeah, the ultimate, this is all leading to, I guess, the chip in your body chip. I can't remember the technical word for it, but
this will be how they get us to take it. You want to be irradiated or felt up or chipped, and basically the chip will be sold as the lesser of those options, a mark to buy and sell, as it says in the Bible, and it's amazing. And I'm not saying that this is all prophecy. I do focus my show mostly on policy, but it is amazing when they do intertwine like that, prophecy and policy. And yet, what do we do about it?
Well, we can call 416-595-1478. We only get out on the pledge line here once a year at CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto, Canada. 595-1478. Pledge some support to this station. We got all kinds of things to give away. There's a whole range of hoodies and goodies and T-shirts that all say CKLN right on them, so you can promote the station and feel comfortable in a CKLN hoodie or T-shirt. They're in the $25 and $15 pledge will get you a T-shirt. And we're throwing things on top of these T-shirts and hoodies. For $15, I got a music CD. It's all protest songs, all kind of newer stuff off the internet. A lot of you haven't heard before. And some instrumental tracks. They're really cool to play in the background, things like that. But for $15 pledge, you can combine the little music CD with a T-shirt. For a $25 pledge, I brought in a couple MP3 CDs with hours and hours of anti-globalist agenda stuff. There's the first one's about finance, second one's about food and health. So one or two on that. You throw it in with the $25 pledge, you get the the hoodie or a cap or even a winterized one or I don't know if we have a baseball cap, actually.
That's right. Call in and talk to our volunteers at 416-595-1478. The only reason these shows are on the air is because people support them. You support them financially. You support them by calling in. You support them by emailing. And the only reason community radio stations give us a chance to talk about this information in the morning. I do have listeners out there. I do know that. Again, one of my listeners here, Kareem, is in the studio working on volunteering as his donation to the show. And, of course, Shannon, who you're hearing here on air, also volunteering his time to be here to take your donations by credit card, by check, pledges, and so on. So do call in at 416-595-1478. I'm assuming you want me to keep doing this, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate the opportunity. Because here on the show, Shannon, and you know this from being a listener, I don't just talk about what's going on. I do try and encourage us to do something about it, so we're not like, you know, Batman, you know, sort of standing beside Robin with his arms tied behind his back going, hey, you know, I know how the Joker's planning on killing us, eh? Yeah, you see that vat of acid there? Yeah, he's planning on dumping us in that. Oh, he had a crazy plan to trap us and bring us here. And it's like, no, I don't want us to feel trapped. I don't want us to feel trapped in this reality. I want us to feel like we can transcend what they have planned for us by making plans of our own in the info war to share the information and to pressure our political system and other cultural institutions into spitting out more truth and better policies and a better future than the one we're currently being promised.
416-595-1478 is our pledge line. We got operators standing by to take your pledges. For a $50 pledge, I got a Toronto Star subscription. You got to keep up on the globalist agenda. Every day this Toronto Star will come to your door. It's a $100 value. We're giving it away for $50. So $50 goes to CKLN to support the our efforts here. Hundreds of volunteers all week long. And you throw in some kind of the hoodies and the t-shirts
hoodies,
with that as
t-shirts,
well.
T-shirts, DVDs, we got more. Give us a call. Right now I'm gonna give you a way to actually make money off this radio show. Max Kaiser from the Alex Jones Show is going to talk about fraud and $500 silver. He predicts silver, which is currently about $25 an ounce, to go up to $500 an ounce. Sounds crazy, but gold was around $300 a few years ago, is now up to about $1,400, projected to go to $10,000, so it all makes sense. Thank you, Shannon. I'm going to play this clip from Max Kaiser on the Alex Jones Show from the 18th of November. And basically, if Toronto, if people in Toronto do a mass buy of silver, then we can financially protect ourselves better than people in other cities, and you'll get those ideas from this show.
And take down the banks.
Retroactive immunity for all the telecom companies that were caught spying. Remember, they caught them hacking into the telecom networks and doing all that spying, and Congress passed retroactive immunity. That gave them a taste of what they could do. Now all the foreclosure fraud, of which there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of documents, fraudulently signed, robo-signed, machine signed, now they're just going to give a blanket retroactive immunity. It falls into the theme that banks do not have to obey the law. There are no laws for banks. They are above the law, or if they get caught doing something, they get hit with a small fine, or they simply write new laws. When I was working on Wall Street, the management would come around and say, don't worry about breaking the law. We've got lawyers. If you get into real trouble, we'll lobby what we do, and we'll get new laws. And that's the attitude, is that nobody ever breaks the law on Wall Street. They always say that the financial engineering is ahead of the law, you see. They're so smart that they're doing things that the law hasn't caught up with yet. You see, and that's the attitude, that these foreclosure crises, it's just that people don't understand. So they have to rewrite the law. But when you get right down to it, the foreclosure crisis is five ways of fraud. They fraudulently induce the mortgages. They fraudulently foreclose. They fraudulently package securities and mortgage-backed securities. They fraudulently made bets against their own customers using credit default swaps. And then they fraudulently disclose to the regulators every quarter and every year on their annual and quarterly statements their actual debt positions on their balance sheet. They committed fraud five different ways in this particular fraud. Five ways of fraud, and they're getting.
So what is this going to do to the bedrock of a free society if they pass this and say we're now allowed to robo-sign, we don't have to certify, we don't have to prove in court we own something? This is like giving the banks a letter of marque to just pillage the countryside.
There's no rule of law for the bankers, and what's happening and what this sets up is because there's no rule of law and because the bond investors who used to be very good about keeping certain forces in check because they've been co-opted and bought off. The only people left now with any integrity are what I call the gold vigilantes. These are the guys who are saying enough is enough. We're going to crash the banks. We're going to crash the system by forcing gold and silver up through new levels and to just completely decimate these guys and to hammer them where it hurts them most, their stock price, and just put them out of business. And that's what the gold vigilantes are doing, and they're succeeding. You see it right now in silver. Let me give you an insight.
Who originally thought up this idea? Let's give credit where credit is due.
Well, it originally came down the pike as an institutional idea. The big hedge funds are talking about it. I would say probably Eric Sprott of Sprott Asset Management and John Embry up there in Canada have been talking about this. Mike Krieger, who's over there at Zero Hedge, and I talked about it when he was on my show recently. And then I was on your show, and we talked about it. So those are some of the names. But it's not a secret that J.P. Morgan is short 3.3 billion ounces of silver. They are short.
Take out the banks. But first, call CKLN 416-595-1478. We're doing the pledge line here. $50 pledge will get you a Toronto Star subscription as well as the premium CKLN T-shirts, hats, vintage toques, more hats, or a record bag, all for $50 pledge. We'll throw in a G20 Exposed DVD here produced by our local outfits. And can't read that one there, but anyway. Give us a call, 416-595. We're in the midst of the fun drive. Here's BJ. I'm talking about your show, BJ. Here, I'll play that clip back.
0.3 billion ounces of silver. This is silver that they sold that they don't own. If anyone comes to collect the silver, they have to go into the open market to buy it, to make that delivery. Now, the silver market is not even one-tenth that size. So, naturally, when you have that much buying on a commodity that's fractionally that much available, it drives the price to to new highs. That's why I'm making this call. I think we're going to see silver trade at $500. $500 silver. It's based on a couple of things. Number one, we all, us in the industry and people on your show, see gold trading at $10,000 an ounce. That's a foregone conclusion at this point. You've always got a 20-to-1 relationship between silver and gold, so that's your $500 right there. Number two, given J.P. Morgan's position, they've got, as I mentioned, 3.3 billion ounces of silver sold short as part of their overall balance sheet, which is $1.5 trillion in derivatives that they can't cover. The entire market capitalization of J.P. Morgan is $150 billion. So they've got debts or derivatives 10 times bigger than the entire capitalization of their stock, and all those derivatives are tied to their silver short position, and these gold vigilantes and people buying silver all over the world are going to jack that price up, and we can get to $500 silver. And look what's happening right now. If you look at the silver price right now, it's trading at $26.81. Remember that recently it got down to around $25. Now, as I've explained to you, Alex, my job on Wall Street for 8 years, I was a professional options trader. That's how I made my bones on Wall Street. 90% of my business was trading options. The third Friday of every month, which is tomorrow, is what's called option expiration day. That $25, what's called a strike price, a $25 price, the fact that the J.P. Morgans of the world were unable to get the price down below $25 means that all of these option contracts, thousands, that'd be rolled tomorrow, are going to be rolled in a way that requires every single one of these guys to put up more cash or to sell short more silver or to basically put them at greater risk. James Turk, who was probably the foremost authority in the gold and silver market, says this is the beginning of what we saw back in the 1960s when the gold cartel broke apart and he started the action of gold from 35 to 800. He sees this happening in silver right now, right today. This option expiration date is happening right now. They're unable to keep the price below 25. He thinks that this price of silver could bolt well past 29, 30 bucks in the next 3 to 4 days.
So the banks,
I'm making a call right now, $500 silver. That's what I'm making the call right now, $500 silver.
And we're back, CKLN listeners. Again, that was Max Kaiser on the Alex Jones Show, internationally respected forecaster, financial analyst, has his own program. You can see on Russia Today. In fact, for the best sort of mainstream news, because we all kind of like mainstream news. We all like that delivery system, those images, you know, the sort of two-minute stories. Among the best sources for that is RT America, Russia Today America. It's kind of like the BBC or CBC. It is government-run, and I don't think they talk as much dirt about the Russian government as they do about the American government, and to a lesser extent, the Canadian and other governments. But there was actually a RT America, lovely young female reporter at a School of America's protest. The School of the Americas, I talked about in the show fairly recently, is a death squad and torture training school, basically a militia training school for Latin American dictators in Georgia. I've been operating for about 30 years, and there are protests there every year of about 10,000 people. The mass media never covers it. And you can see in a video clip, if you go to youtube.com/RTAmerica, you can see a video clip of this reporter being told to go over there by a couple of cops. And then when she went over there, they said, "That's it, you're arrested." And they handcuffed her hands really tight with these wire handcuffs, the plastic cuffs. It was actually cutting off her circulation. There's another clip of her on the bus being sort of semi-secretly videotaped by a guy who was also arrested on, not a bus, a paddy wagon, where she's talking about how much pain she's in over what's happened to her. So youtube.com/RTAmerica for some great sort of mainstream news coverage here on CK or on YouTube. And here on CK on Radio, you'll get helpful tips like that. We have been getting some pledges, so thank you so much for that. The number here is 416-595-1478. Again, 416-595-1478. Going to bring Shannon back on to let us know the latest. Shannon, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, man. We want to send a big thank you to Michael. Called in with a $50 pledge. That's Michael sent in a $50 pledge. You too can donate to our station, CKLN and Rude Awakening, 416-595-1478. Actually, this is your last chance, the next 15 minutes, to catch VJ's show as a... at least live on air. You can do that. If you're listening on the internet, do remember we'll be around till Sunday, the, I guess, 29th or 28th. There it is, 28th at 6 p.m. So do get your calls in here, 416-595-1478. I believe there's a way to do it on the internet. If you go to ckln.fm, you can find us there and donate it right there on the, yes, it is right there on the front. We've got a new front page as well. So the website's been updated, and we're taking FunFest 2010 pledges right up until Sunday. But do call now during the VJ's show. We got operators standing by to take your calls, 416-595-1478. Big thanks to Michael for the $50 pledge.
And thanks again to Edward for a $100 pledge and Christopher for a $25 pledge.
All right.
Much obliged, guys. There's some fun stuff waiting for you here to choose from when you come in to the studio to drop it off, or if you'd like to call us in. You can also call me personally at 647-857-5755. That's my own cell phone number, 647-857-5755. And I can flip you a nice DVD or two or something like that. But yeah, Shannon, it's amazing. 416-595-1478. We have a culture here that does appreciate this type of information. You have movies like What in the World Are They Spraying, put on by the Conspiracy Culture Book and DVD Store just last Saturday on the 20th. And apparently, you know, those screenings usually get about 500-600 people each. I went to the United We Fall screening over the summer. So there's hundreds, if not thousands, of people in this city of 5.5 million people who are aware of these issues, which puts us in pretty good shape to handle some of the BS and to help each other do so.
Yeah, and for the $25 pledge, we're throwing a few things away here. The G20 Exposed DVD, which is a local production covering the whole G20, and with lots of humor and serious information and really well produced. Like, you got some talented people that put a lot of work into this. So for $25 pledge, pick up your G20 Exposed. It's probably a limited edition. It's not going to be around that much longer. And you can get that. We also got a couple MP3 CDs with hours and hours of sorted anti-globalist agenda materials. The first MP3 CD is dealing with finance and the whole history of the dollar bill. On the first one, and the second one's food and health. So fight the globalist agenda for $25 pledges. There's There's all kinds of goodies to give away there, including regular T-shirts and the toque to keep you warm in the wintertime. 416-595-1478. Operators are standing by. Support Rude Awakening. Black Krishna.
Thank you so much, Shannon. Gonna break down a bit of the Metro here for you. The cover has Despicable on it. Despicable. It says here, prank caller phone soldier's girlfriend between 2 and 3 a.m. claiming he died. Caller sounded very professional, she says. At the moment, I really believed it. Now, this is despicable. And the other part of the cover, the Metro has rough. Tigers, grim anniversary sports. And then with the burr comes the fur, controversial fabric. I guess fur is back in style. The very bottom, actress Leighton Meester, best known for her role as Blair Waldorf in Gossip Girl, promotes a shampoo brand at the Hesperia Hotel in Madrid, Spain yesterday. Blair takes some time for her hair. And a couple of other little stories. This is the type of thing that most of us are fed on a daily basis, and it makes it very, very difficult for us to figure out, you know, how to deal with it. Shannon, your thoughts on what we're usually given by the Metro and by the mass media. Shocking, isn't it?
It's pap. I can't even listen to, like, your TV news at 6 o'clock there. But they're, if it bleeds, it leads kind of philosophy. It's sickening. It's not the place I live. You know, it's I need real information. I want to learn something from my media, my news. You got to tell me what's really going on.
Well, I'll tell you what you learn, Hill. You'll learn what we're fighting for as we take you to the song by Chaos. 4321. What are we fighting for? You learn about the Club of Madrid. The Club of Madrid's membership constitutes the world's largest forum of ex-presidents and ex-prime ministers and offers today's leaders an unequaled body of knowledge and political leadership. You can go to clubofmadrid.org. There's a picture of Canada's own Kim Campbell there, former prime minister briefly here, who's a member of the Club of Madrid. And this is where they have steering committees, where basically former prime ministers and former presidents and other top luminaries do, quote-unquote, the real work behind the scenes, as Margaret Thatcher says. There are groups like this. You can go to clubofrome.org, clubofmadrid.org. You can go to cfr.org. You can find all sorts of places where you can learn the original plans of the globalists out there, the Council of Canadian Chief Executives, which is kind of Canada's version of the CFR, all under the influence and auspices of Chatham House, or the Royal Institute for International Affairs, set up in the 1920s in London, England, where they also set up at the same time their MI6. So these intelligence agencies and think tanks and foundations work hand in hand. But Shannon, the great news here on CKLN Radio, and you can call in to pledge at 416-595-1478. Again, 416-595-1478. Do pledge to support community radio, where you can learn the great news is they got caught. If they didn't get caught, dude, we'd be screwed. But they got caught, so we got the goods on them. We got the drop on them. We even know what's coming next. In fact, some of us predicted what just happened.
Yeah, give us a call. 416-595-1478. Support Black Krishna and Rude Awakening. And, more of them are going to get caught. We're giving away lots of goodies here. $25 pledge, we can throw in the G20 Exposed DVD. Or I can throw in both the... I got two MP3 CDs with tens of hours, combined almost 30, 40 hours of anti-globalist agenda on the MP3 CDs. There's two of them. We'll throw both of them in for the $25 pledge. So you can take the MP3 CDs or the G20 Exposed DVD, as well as a T-shirt or a toque. So for $25 pledge at 416-595-1478, we're in the dying minutes of VJ's show. We need the listeners to call in and support Rude Awakening and CKLN and Ryerson's community radio station. The community, that's you, eh? That's everybody out there listening. This is how it works. You know, we got to keep going.
Absolutely. And the reason I brought up Club of Madrid, by the way, is not just, out of the blue. It's because the World Mayors Conference on Climate Change was held on November 21st, just a few days ago, where basically the world's mayors signed a pact agreeing to make their cities accountable for cutting carbon emissions for climate change. And so you can go to WMSC2010.org to see more on this. But it's amazing. 135 of the world's mayors got together. This is also under the auspices of ICLEI, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, at ICLEI.org, who have an office at Richmond and Spadina here in Toronto. That's ICLEI.org, where they're basically, you know, where you see things like, you know, climate bill defeated in Senate, or when you see here a climate bill, you know, defeated in the House of Commons, and Harper calls it irresponsible and a horrible threat to our economy, and it's going to lose us jobs, and it's a big scam. That's all well and good. What a lot of us don't know is a lot of that action then takes place at the municipal and provincial or state level, where they want to implement these policies anyway. I'm at the Carbon Cities. It's Carbon with two N's for Bonn, Germany. Carbon Cities Climate Registry. And it says here, the Carbon Cities Climate Registry is a mechanism for cities and local governments that ensures transparency and accountability of local climate action through a commitment of regular reporting. Now, for those people out there who don't know my position on this, it's pretty firm, it's pretty established, and all the climate change Holocaust promoters haven't convinced me otherwise, is that the recession is man-made and climate change is natural. You know, they said we were going into a global warming period. It's been cold since March of 2007 for the last 3 years. So they basically got it wrong, and they're either lying or screwing up, and there's evidence for both. But the bottom line is that we should not be changing our policies and lowering our living standards based on reducing carbon dioxide emissions. It's only 4% of greenhouse gases. Humans contribute only a tiny fraction of that 4%. It's actually good for the environment. The more CO2 you have, the better plants breathe, because they breathe CO2 and they produce oxygen for us, which they give back out through the process of photosynthesis. More plants grow, you know, better, warmer climates. The polar bears get to eat easier. They get to punch through softer ice and grab them fishies, or they get to nibble on a few more twigs and berries. But the bottom line is, Shannon, that we are changing our lives based on the global warming myth, the climate change myth, in ways that aren't as overt as they were a few years ago in our media, but ways that are still taking place subtly. And finally, as a last corollary on that, from Yahoo News, world mayors sign climate change pact by Guillermo Beras, from the Associated Foreign Press, from Sunday, November 21st. And this is from Mexico City. Mayors from around the world signed a voluntary pact Sunday in Mexico City to reduce greenhouse gas emissions at a meeting meant as a precursor to the UN-sponsored climate talks in Cancun opening next week. Now, you live in Toronto. We just got a new mayor. Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't. But we got to get people calling in. I got to go, actually. 595-1478. So that's 5 more minutes here. The station just busted through the 27,000 barrier. So listeners have supported us up to the tune of $27,000. We're ultimate goal of $88,000. So we need listeners to call in the dying minutes of our rude awakening. 416-595-1478. For a $50 pledge, we'll throw in a Toronto Star subscription. It's a $100 value. The Star for the next 3 months will be coming to your door. And for a $50 pledge, you get the $100 value. 416-595. We'll throw in the T-shirts and the hat as well. And also, you enter into a grand prize if you pay your pledge by December 15th. You're into the grand prize of a trip to Peru. It's just one person, so you can get away. You've got a family photo shoot for $800 value, family photo shoot for the second prize. Third prize is an acoustic set of a Canadian band, a Canadian indie band called The Clarins. Will do a $500 live event for you for third prize. The fourth prize is an auto share family membership driving credit, $300. That gives you at least 3 months of that. And the fifth prize is a pair of one night at the Toronto Marriott Hotel. So you get the hotel. Yeah, man, thanks for coming in, Kareem.
Thank you so much for Kareem, one of our volunteers here. Peace out, brother. Kareem knows that here on this show, on Rude Awakening, on Mondays and Thursdays, and of course on Shannon's show, Sunday mornings from 8:30 to 9:30, we do try and fight for the everyman. We do try and fight for average people, and that includes everybody, because everybody could benefit from us not having GMO foods. The United Kingdom's now talking about giving 6 vaccines to babies at once. Get them all done. Incredibly dangerous, an incredible threat to our children and the future of humanity. So definitely got to break down ways to get out of this. Go to VRAN.org, where you can learn a bit more about vaccines. You can get legal Ontario government vaccine exemption forms as part of the 1997 Immunization of School Pupils Act. And you'll learn that sort of thing here on CKLN Rood Awakening, so feel free to call in at 416-595-1478 to donate to this show and donate to CKLN Radio as a whole. Again, 416-595-1478. So even if for $100, you can even get a guest DJ spot here on the show. Lots of options for you here at CKLN Radio. And it says here in City TV News, Rob Ford will be mayor in a week. Big issues on the early agenda. Still on Ford Watch. A week Wednesday, Rob Ford will be sworn in as Toronto's mayor, and he has some ambitious plans for his first few weeks in office. A report in the Globe and Mail suggests Ford plans to tackle some big issues early on. Council meetings on the 7th and 8th of December expect to deal with general housekeeping, filling committee positions, etc. On December 16th, Ford has a full agenda planned, which reportedly includes dumping the $60 vehicle registration tax, slashing councillors' office budgets by $20,000 a year, and a call to rein in spending next year. Well, you know what? What about fluoride? Fluoride, if you go to Vote Fluoride, voteoutfluoride.com. And Claudia, by the way, Claudia is running against Julian Fantino in the Vaughan by-election. So shout out to Claudia out there. Noreen Rodriguez, I believe. Claudia from Vote Out Fluoride or VoteFluorideOut.com. Vote Out Fluoride, VoteFluorideOut.com. Running in the Vaughan elections for the Green Party, who have come out against fluoride. She and her group and others say that fluoride costs the city of Toronto approximately $450 million a year. Plus, it's bad for us. It was used by the Nazis and commies to sedate prisoners back in World War II because it makes us passive. It's the active ingredient in Prozac. And it is being pumped into our water supply, and it is a reason why we are a fairly docile and suggestible people. I love us. I love living here. It's fantastic. But when we have ish to do, like deal with, you know, globalization and the forces behind globalization corrupting every aspect of our society, we've got to make sure that we can. Before I take you to Mr. Bill Watson, I'm going to play a little clip from Joe Rogan and the Joe Rogan podcast, just to lighten the mood a bit, talking about what happens online as we get sucked into that world.
Loneliness is so disgusting.
Oh, it's horrifying,
so
man.
So sad, man. Lonely, like when you get that lonely where you've gone nuts and you can wake up in the morning and really feel normal about having a relationship with an online porn star.
Yeah, and no one wants to hang out with you. No one wants to talk
to you.
You
finally saved up enough money, and you're like, today I'm going to buy her a bottle of Obsession.
What I think is crazy is the World of Warcraft couples, where they just play together all day and all night, and that's their whole life. They've never met or hung out with each other, but they're dating, and they play video games.
Don't they get married in those
games? Oh, yeah,
games?
They get married inside the video games, and then...
Yeah, I mean, we've discussed video games to death, but that is a fascinating thing, this desire to exist in this two-dimensional online world instead of the 3D reality.
Yeah.
It's a weird pull, you know? It's a weird pull to want to... I mean, look, I'm guilty of being online all the time.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times, even when I'm supposed to get work done, I'm such a douchebag that I'll just turn on my computer and then I'll check Twitter real quick. Oh, is this crazy link? Somebody sent me some crazy science video, and I look at that, and I go, whoa.
And that's right, folks. It is amazing out there what they're doing, but they are making it less easy for us to talk to each other because of these issues of globalization, because we all kind of feel a sense in the air that there is something going on out there that we've got to deal with. Call us at 416-595-1478 to donate the show. Monsignor William Watsoni, a.k.a. Bill Watson, is up next with your four-hour Jazz Bungee experience. Do be sure to donate to that. Here at CKLN Radio, we play stuff from the heart. We're all volunteers here. We come in, we do this, take our own time, take our own energy, take our own money to get here and break down some music, some thoughts, some ideas, some news for you, just because we think it's worth doing for ourselves and, of course, for you, our listeners out there. So 416-595-1478 to support community radio, support CKLN Radio, and to keep us going. Back to the Globe and Mail here, before we give it up to Mr. Watson. Canada's transgenic and viral pig is stuck in genetic modification poke, and they are introducing more and more the idea of genetic engineering to our culture, predicated, of course, by our fascination with science fiction, engineered by, well, our fiction. So do keep that in mind, that a lot of the ideas that we've seen so far in our culture are now coming to fruition, in the sense that we're seeing them manifest You know, in reality, we are in the 21st century, 10 years deep. So what can we do about this? Well, we can burn some DVDs and hand them out. The Alex Jones Collection, Endgame, one to explain the eugenics agenda. If you don't understand eugenics, it's kind of like talking about the, you know, the bank robber or the armed robber and talking about his shoes while ignoring the gun. So you can have a bunch of political discussions out there that just go blah, 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 you know, the left this, the right this, and talk about academic things in a vacuum. But if you don't know about the plans to reduce the world's population from 6.8 billion people to 500 million, stated many times by these insane oligarchical globalists and their eugenical think tanks and foundations, then you won't, you know, you won't know how serious this is, and you won't know that we have to take a serious approach to it. So yeah, definitely burn DVDs like Alex Jones' Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, which breaks down the history of eugenics for the last couple of hundred years, gives everyone a chance to catch up and to understand the seriousness of this. The film United We Fall from PressForTruth.ca, another great one, another great option for you. Getting a call coming in, going to take that call and then jump back on. Oh, the call's been taken. Thank goodness. Thank goodness for the volunteers out there who are taking the calls. Much obliged for that. Before I end off my show, you can also make flyers. I know personally, for a couple $100, I ran for mayor this summer, got a couple of thousand votes, now have a mandate from people in the city to do something about the issues I said I'd do something about, including vaccines, fluoride, genetically modified foods, our socialization, our government's, you know, sort of moving to legalize prostitution now. What does that mean? Well, there's young ladies out there that are paying for a condo by sort of, you know, being escorts. And this is not something we want to normalize as career choices. There's an Ottawa Citizen article on girls taking pole dancing classes in British Columbia and how, you know, they're totally endorsing that and trying to desexualize. Well, keep in mind, folks, that the New World Order agenda is to get us hyper-obsessed with sex because it distracts us, it weakens us, and the best way to do this is to be a little bit more chivalrous. Guys out there are bigger and stronger and can be individuals easier in our culture than women can, get less flack for it from their peers, so they should definitely take the lead on this. There's tons of great women out there scrapping. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Ms. Connie Fogle for years with the Canadian Action Party, Indira Singh, Sabelle Edmonds, tons and tons I can name. But as a culture, you know, groups of people should just break away from what's going on and take a moment with people in their community, in their neighborhood, to deal with these issues so that it's not seen as impolite at a party, impolite at work, impolite in a social setting to bring them up and to talk about them at you know, for enough length of time to be able to think of what to do about them. But it is, in fact, what you got together for. Lots of groups do this. The Freemasons do this. The think tanks and foundations, the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, or Canadian Council of Chief Executives, or Tavistock Institute. They all do, marketing companies do this, businesses. Everyone gets together and sets an agenda. So I recommend setting an agenda to actually deal with these things in a serious way in the near future, or at least getting these ideas on your mind. Here on CKLN's Rude Awakening on Mondays and Thursdays, that's what I try and share with you, the idea that we can do something about these issues. Just learning about them, just being entertained by this stuff is the wrong way to play this. We can certainly be entertained. History is fascinating. The world is a fascinating place, and the more you learn, the more empowered you'll be. But at the same time, let's get a few things done about it. I'm out of here, folks. Infowars.com, naturalnews.com, pressfortruth.ca, torontotruthseekers.com, theconspiracyculture.org, book and DVD store, the Toronto Street News, great places to check out, vigilantcitizen.com. I know there's something going on. I know you know there's something going on. And I know you know that together we can do something about it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Peace out.